This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're learning more about the crash of a passenger plane from Azerbaijan, which went down in Kazakhstan this morning. There are survivors, say officials, but dozens of people may be dead. The AP's Donna Warder.
Officials say a plane traveling from the capital of Azerbaijan to the Russian city of Grozny crashed while trying to make an emergency landing in Kazakhstan, with 67 passengers and crew on board. One Russian news agency quotes Russia's Civil Aviation Authority as saying the pilot had chosen to make an emergency landing in Kazakhstan after a bird strike. Cell phone footage appears to show the aircraft making a steep descent before smashing into the ground in a fireball. Some video on social media shows survivors dragging fellow passengers away from the wreckage. Kazakhstani officials say those on board are from Azerbaijan, Russia, Kazakhstan, and Kyrgyzstan.
In his traditional Christmas Day message, Pope Francis is calling for the fighting to stop in war-torn Ukraine and in the Middle East, saying he invites people of all nations to become pilgrims of hope. President-elect Trump is reacting to President Biden's decision on death row inmates. The AP's Haya Panjwani.
President-elect Donald Trump says he'll vigorously pursue capital punishment. That's after President Joe Biden commuted the sentences of most people on federal death row, in part to stop Trump from pushing forward their executions. Trump criticized the decision to change the sentences of 37 of the 40 condemned people to life in prison without parole. Trump said that he'll direct the Department of Justice to pursue the death penalty as soon as he's inaugurated. Trump was vague on what specific actions he may take.
The Northwest will see more stormy weather into the weekend. Winds, high surf, rain, and heavy mountain snow. This is AP News. The man accused of attacking a woman on a New York City subway train did not speak at a hearing in Brooklyn Criminal Court yesterday. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
The man arraigned on charges. He set a woman on fire on a New York City subway, also fanned the flames using a shirt, according to prosecutors who say it was all caught on camera. Sebastian Zepeda was in court Tuesday. He did not enter a plea on the murder charges and is being held without bail. ICE says he's illegally in the country from Guatemala. He was taken into custody Sunday when MTA Chief Michael Kemper said,
"There is no room in civilized society for people like him to be walking around."
The apparent random attack occurred at the Coney Island station in Brooklyn. Zepeda then sat on the subway bench and watched. Police say the identification of the victim was still pending. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.